lot of people find it helpful to take a couple of longer, deeper breaths at the beginning of a sit just to help settle into the posture. Taking the time to fill the lungs, taking the time to empty the lungs. So we'll take a few moments and visit each of the three anchors. Let's begin by opening to the experience of hearing as a particular anchor or a particular training ground. Allow the mind, the heart to be receptive to this great ocean of sounds that are coming and going. Not afraid to be sensitive, even vulnerable to the sounds that come and go. No need to figure anything out. Keeping this particular theme, hearing sounds, in mind. Remembering it's like this. The knowing mind, alert and relaxed. And we can bring that same quality of clarity, receptivity to the sensations of the body now, the second training ground that you can use. So simply opening, being sensitive to the sensations of sitting, whatever is predominant or the whole body together. Kind and alert presence with the body. And we're not expecting the sensations of the body to be perfect, perfectly pleasant. They're just what they are. And can that be okay? In other words, is the heart willing to relax with the sensations now? The sensations of sitting, trusting them, allowing them to be. And the third training ground is being aware of the movement of the breath in the body. So keeping the whole mind-body relaxed, just notice the movement of the breath in the body as it actually is. And again, it might be the touching of the air in and out of the nostrils, or it might be some movement associated with the breathing process. But breathing is the activity of nature, so we trust the body to do the breathing. Aware of the breath coming in, aware of each breath going out. And just choose one of these three training grounds, three anchors. Practice cultivating this continuity of mindful awareness, the attention both alert and relaxed. Be willing to start over. Remember to acknowledge any distractions that come. Don't make distractions bad. It's just something being known. And we'll continue in silence now. you might notice that at times the body becomes uncomfortable. So generally, we do our best to hold the body still and to be relaxed in the sitting posture, but as discomfort builds, you might find that the mind begins to resist the unpleasant sensations. So at some point, it might be necessary to quietly adjust the posture to release any discomfort. With practice, you'll be able to sit for longer periods of time, not so much because you're more comfortable, but you learn how to be with the discomfort without adding to it by hating it or not liking it, but just letting the sensations be what they are. So work as best you can with any discomfort, but when you can't skillfully work with the unpleasant sensations, then it's okay to make an adjustment. We'll be sitting for about 5 more minutes. Relaxed and alert. Be interested in whatever it is that gets in the way of the continuity of mindful awareness. And for the last few seconds, noticing both the qualities of relaxation, the heart or mind that's trusting, allowing things to be. Notice the quality of alertness, the mind interested, not figuring things out, but receiving, clearly aware. Can this be okay, the way it is now in the mind and body?